us, lead us. Well, leads us to Tuesday, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and around it goes. So we have a lot of influences here conversationally in the News Talk Radio world. So the Doug Steffen Good Day program is here to go through the important stories. And it's our Ken Kessler, who's back with us after a week off, has taken the time, the effort, the initiative to listen to a lot of the television and radio programs that are interested in the news of the day, events of the day, people that people are talking about, to sort of assess what the left side, right side, upside, downside, inside, outside, what people are saying, so that we present a balanced point of view. I mean, really balanced, not like the other guys. Fair, not so fair, and not so balanced, but sounds good anyway. In this case, we are... There's a real attempt to bring that about. 888-302-3684 is the way to reach us on the phone. I'm sure there are a lot of people who want to be heard when it comes to what's going on in Syria. As far as the latest is concerned, Mr. Assad, who's the leader of Syria, is warning the United States against any military intervention. Meanwhile, rebel forces in the Syrian government have been blaming each other for the use of chemical weapons. Isn't it amazing how if you have good PR, people will almost believe anything that you say? I talked to Michael Levine, who's a great PR guy in Los Angeles all the time, about this. How you can just, if you say it often, it's kind of like fair and balanced. If you say it often enough, some people are going to begin to believe it. So Assad says, we didn't do this. What are you talking? Of course he's doing it. Why would the others, well, that's the question, I guess, we ponder and put forth. Ken, what about social media, Facebook, Twitter, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show with regard to Syria and other things that are going on in the Middle East?
Well, lots of conversation about Syria. Jay on our Facebook page says that that Syria is the job of the UN and NATO. And he says he read a report yesterday that hundreds of U.S. troops had entered into Syria. There just isn't a good reason for the U.S. to get involved there.
Not by itself, no. Even. I mean, the UN, maybe, but they screw up everything. Well, they don't really do anything, and that's the real conundrum, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. William says, why should we get involved in Syria so our troops can die from chemical agents and die for a cause that does not concern the United States? Mm-hmm. We have enough issues right here. Bring our troops home. And then he says that he served 22 years and that Obama's an idiot.
Well, there you go. They're all lacking what seems to be a final jurisdiction, if you will. They just don't seem that we've had. Clinton was the last one that really exercised in a way that seemed presidential powers, at least in my book. And I don't even think he did that well. And maybe if you go back to Reagan, I actually go back to Eisenhower, although I think Gerry Ford actually did quite a good job exercising presidential authority and powers. Anyway, and you can comment on that if you like to. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com. Russia will continue to support President Assad. Of course they will. It says the U.S. claims of chemical weapons remind them of what the U.S. claimed about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Ah, there's a little zinger. U.N. inspectors are going in there today. So let's take apart some of the information here, shall we? Starting with an excerpt from Meet the Press yesterday, where the host, Mr. Gregory, talked to correspondent Richard Engel and Kristen Welker about the latest on Syria.
The White House is saying there is, quote, little doubt chemical weapons were used in Syria as President Obama waves military action against the country, and also a warning from Iran that, quote, crossing the red line on Syria will have severe consequences. Richard, you've got additional information about what's happening on the ground in Syria.
Several new developments, David. We've spoken to the commander of the Free Syrian Army, General Salim Idris, and he confirmed to us that large weapon supplies have arrived to the rebel force. They came through Turkey, and we're talking about tons of weapons that they hope will change the momentum of the battle. General Idris also told us that he believes that Bashar al-Assad, the Syrian president, personally ordered the use of chemical weapons against civilians in those outskirts of Damascus last week. When we asked why, he said two reasons. One, that Syria was responding to a failed assassination attempt against Bashar al-Assad when there was an attack on Bashar al-Assad's personal convoy in Damascus earlier this month. He said that infuriated him, and he ordered his military council to draw up options, including the use of chemical weapons. The second reason, according to General Salim Idris, was that the rebels in this area that was attacked, which is right on the outskirts of Damascus, had recently acquired their own weapons. They had taken some missiles from the regime, and that Syria found this unacceptable, that it couldn't have such well-armed rebels right on the outskirts of Damascus, and that these two things combined, the failed assassination attempt and then these heavily armed rebels right on Bashar al-Assad's doorstep, led the Syrian president to take this action.
I also want to go to the White House this morning and check in with our correspondent there, Kristen Welker. And Kristen, as I've been mentioning, another development is that Damascus is saying they'll allow weapons inspectors in. This is a big point because the White House wants verification of whether this was a chemical attack.
It is, David, and I just spoke with a senior administration official who confirms that the administration is aware that the Syrian government has agreed to allow UN inspectors into the area in question. However, they have some concerns. They don't believe the inspectors will get in today. They also say that area has been shelled for 5 straight days, so there's some real concern that any evidence may have been lost or destroyed in all of that shelling. But there's another headline coming out of the White House today, David, and that is that administration officials say at this point there is very little doubt that chemical weapons have been used inside Syria. Now, we know that President Obama met with his national security team on Saturday. There will be high-level meetings throughout the day as the administration tries to determine exactly how to respond. President Obama has called the use of chemical weapons a red line. He has ruled out putting boots on the ground, but we know that he is considering a range of options, including and possibly limited airstrikes.
Do we ever learn? Will we ever learn? 888-302-3684. And sort of an underscore to that, insurgents in Iraq killed 41 yesterday in a series of attacks around the country, hitting various targets, including a coffee shop, a wedding, a group of young people playing soccer. The most brazen of the attacks occurred near the one of the northern Iraqi cities, where militants set up a fake security checkpoint, captured 5 plainclothes soldiers, and then shot them. This is what we... obviously, they're trying to destabilize the country. There are 3 different sects there, as we learned, SECTS, from our own experience there. 1,000 people have been killed in the past month in this kind of stuff in Iraq. Would it have happened if Saddam were there? No. Did Saddam need to be dispatched? Yes. Did we need to be in there to the extent that we were? That's a question that still will haunt us. Meanwhile, here we are getting involved in yet another problem that is most of the people that you are quoting, Kenny, say is not our concern. 888-302-3684. Do we support the UN? Yeah. But the UN and the United States, UN, there's an N there, not an S. N. United Nations, not United States. 888-302-3684. As the callers line up, a little more information about this before we take your calls here on Good Day.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for 1 million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The 1 million second quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save. Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed, based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
All right, so we're discussing what's going on in Syria and the Middle East in general. From Fox yesterday, Chris Wallace talked to Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee about what response the U.S. ought to have to what's going on in Syria.
How much proof does President Obama need? And if he decides that Bashar al-Assad has used chemical weapons on a large scale against his own people, what should he do?
Well, Chris, the amount of social media that's coming out of Syria indicates this is not something where opposition forces have contrived something. I think it's very evident that the regime has acted in this way. I do think it's always good to be cautious, but my sense is that this has happened. I think we will respond in a surgical way, and I hope the president, as soon as we get back to Washington, will ask for authorization from Congress to do something in a very surgical and proportional way, something that gets their attention, that causes them to understand that we are not going to put up with this kind of activity. At the same time, I hope it's a kind of action that doesn't move us away from the policy we have right now, where we want to see the Syrian opposition group taking the lead on the ground. So I hope we'll move our training up. I know we're doing it covertly now. I think we need to move to more industrial strength training on the ground. We need to tilt the balance a little bit more as it relates to the opposition group on the ground. And I don't want our actions that are in response to this chemical warfare to alter that. But I do think we have to respond.
Senator, let me pick up on two parts of that. First of all, you say wait until Congress comes back. You really think that the world can afford to wait a couple of more weeks? And when you talk about a surgical action, what are you saying? Airstrikes, either cruise missile strikes or jet fighter strikes, but offshore, long distance?
Look, I think there's numbers of things that we can do, both from the ships that we have based right off the coast, and there are other kinds of things we can do from countries nearby. I think you're aware that we have people on the ground in very nearby locations, but obviously not boots on the ground.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Discussion of Middle East politics and the heretics of the reality here as Assad is trying to flex his muscles again. Here we are on the anniversary, Kenny, of a no-fly zone being imposed in southern Iraq. Operation Southern Watch, orchestrated by the U.S., France, and Britain, and supported U.N. Security Council resolutions containing Iraq, which they were trying to protect Kuwait and keep the pressure on Saddam Hussein. This is, 31 years ago. 31 wow. years ago. Hey, all right, let's get to some of your calls here. 888-302-3684. Paul in Pennsylvania says, mind your own business.
Well, I just wanted to say that I think one of the biggest problems facing our country today is the fact that there are no real constitutional checks and balances on foreign policy. It seems that each individual administration at the time decides what it wants to do and how. And basically, we should be minding our own business. This WMD situation has been put before us before, and I think it's a worn-out, illegitimate argument. We need to take care of our business here at home and leave those people to themselves.
888-302-3684. Let's move our way quickly through some comments. Make your comments quickly and concisely. If you have something strong to say, make it strong at the beginning. Lydia in Texas, convince us.
I believe that we've been in this country often. We've tried to help, and we've always gotten a really bad rap. It's time the French, the Germans, and our allies step in. If they want to do something, they should. We don't need to be there. We went into Iraq for what we thought was a good thing, and we got a terrible rap. The people never did appreciate this. So I believe we need to stay out of this country, let them either resolve their issues themselves or have the allies go in and help them.
All right, so what I was saying earlier about Britain and France and the United States, we went into the area, Kuwait, the problems there. Yeah, that makes sense to do it in league with other countries. Leonard in Michigan, move into this area, will you?
With this prospectiveness of their saying that they're using chemicals there, why is the United Nations not stepping in on it and, you know, taking the lead against these foreign governments and politicians that are doing the different things? I mean, that's why they made the United Nations and the world courts. I just can't understand why the United States administration and executive branches want to take the lead on it.
There's Danny in West Virginia with questions and no answers.
here we go again. They are quoting foreign sources claiming that there's an absolute evidence that of chemical attack. This is garbage, just like before the Iraq war. They're worried about the budgets for the military. Lindsey Graham and John McCain are salesmen for the military. And if we fall for this again, we're a bunch of morons. So everybody, call Lindsey Graham's office, call John McCain's office, and tell them we're not falling for it.
All right. Here's George in Pennsylvania on Syria. What can we afford to do or not afford to do?
Hey, no way should we get involved in Syria. I think we should have learned what happened in Iraq. A $5 trillion war now between Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, just the air defenses they have over there. We're going to create a no-fly zone. Hey, no way. Hey, we can't afford it. Keep our troops home. Defend our southern border. And, hey, we learned. We learned with Iraq. There was no weapons of mass destruction over there. And I don't think we can believe intelligence. And I think the Republican Party is just pushing for us to go to another war that we can't afford.
All right. There seems to be a consensus, or at least a strong feeling in that area, as far as you heard what the fellow said about Lindsey Graham and John McCain trying to sell more stuff for the military. So that's our Syria update. More voter ID discussion coming up here on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood. Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Get a 55-inch Samsung 1080p LED TV, only $799.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. See stores or sears.com/.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's 33 after the hour. Welcome to Monday, the 26th of August. Yes, a week from today is Labor Day, which sort of, for many people, signals the end of summertime. At least that seems to be the tradition, although we'll have another, 3 weeks after that of summertime. Weather's been pretty good around the country over this past weekend. The folks out in the Northern California area, where there are thousands of homes near Yosemite that are threatened, there's a rim fire, so-called rim fire. It's burned an area roughly the size of Chicago. 200 square miles has been nearing the northwest flank of the park, Yosemite. Flames inching dangerously close to two groves of sequoias. These are the monstrous, beautiful trees that we all know and love, hear so much about. The trees can withstand fire, but park employees are taking extra precautions to protect the groves. They've been cutting brush, setting sprinklers. The fire, which was 7% contained over the weekend, threatened the San Francisco power grid about 150 miles outside of San Francisco. So a massive California wildfire. Ken Kessler's down in San Diego, so you're a good 400 miles away from it. People say, well, California, there's a big fire out there. It's amazing how naive people are. Excuse me, sometimes they just, oh, well, it's a California wildfire. The whole state going to burn? That kind of stuff.
Not likely.
No, not at all. Ken is monitoring as usual. Happy to have him back from his experience. You had a good week off. You spent the week in Las Vegas.
Very nice. I had a very nice time. We stayed at the Paris Hotel.
Ah, that's a cool hotel. Yeah, that's a good hotel.
And
yeah.
It's very cool and quite possibly the most comfortable bed I've ever slept in.
Really?
And they're not paying me to say that.
Did you get the mattress name?
No, I didn't think of it until after I left. But it was
everybody
it
wants
so
to
nice.
Know how to get a good night's sleep. There it is. Go to the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas. 888-302-3684. You want to give us any more input? I noticed before we move on into the voter ID thing that this morning there were two mortar bomb attacks near the hotel where the UN weapons inspectors were staying. What else are people saying about what's there? We go or we don't go?
Julia says, airstrikes on Syria will increase the suffering of civilians. Surely there are alternative interventions.
You know, we always, well, I shouldn't say always, but most recently, we get into these things where we send those drones over, especially in Afghanistan, and how many innocents are killed that way. People say it's better because we don't have to put our own boys in harm's way. Yeah, that's true. But what it does is create massive sympathy for the other side amongst the locals. And you get involved in that kind of stuff here. It just seems there's no common sense with the people. And so anyway, I don't want to belabor the point. 350 people killed, 3,600 people symptoms of the toxin through the course of the weekend. So decisions. Do we get involved or not get involved? Most Americans say no. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, moving along to some other things that are in the discussion frame, and that's really what we're all about here as far as the important stories of the day, information that we've gleaned over the weekend as far as Monday is concerned, comes a lot from the News Talk television programs, including this discussion on Face the Nation, where Bob Schieffer talked to General Colin Powell about controversies regarding these voter ID laws.
This year, the Supreme Court voided part of the Voting Rights Act that came in 1965, the part that instructed, it said that if the states that had a history of segregation had to get the approval of the federal government before they could make changes in their election processes, the court told the Congress to update that, but Congress, in the state of gridlock it is now, obviously nothing is going to happen. What did you think of the Supreme Court's decision?
I would have preferred that they did not reach such a conclusion, but they did. And I can see why they would reach such a conclusion. The concern I have now is that many states are putting in place procedures and new legislation that in some ways makes it a little bit harder to vote. You need a photo ID. Well, you didn't need a photo ID for decades before. Is it really necessary now? And they claim that there's widespread abuse and voter fraud, but nothing substantiates that. There isn't widespread abuse. And so these kinds of procedures that are being put in place to slow the process down and make it likely that fewer Hispanics and African Americans might vote, I think are going to backfire, because these people are going to come out and do what they have to do in order to vote. And I encourage that.
Some Republicans have been behind these efforts to tighten up voter ID laws and all that sort of thing. Are they closed-minded about this?
Well, I don't know if I would characterize it that way. I think some of them honestly feel that it is appropriate to ask for more identification. But when they start to say, let's restrict the number of voting hours or make it harder for students to vote, then I have to get a little bit suspicious of it. But here's what I say to my Republican friends. The country is becoming more diverse. Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, and African Americans are going to constitute a majority of the population in another generation. You say you want to reach out. You say you want to have a new message. You say you want to see if you can bring some of these voters to the Republican side. This is not the way to do it. The way to do it is to make it easier for them to vote and then give them something to vote for that they can believe in. It's not enough to say just we have to have a new message. We have to have a new substance to that new message.
And is he still listed as a Republican, Colin Powell? You think he still is?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
No, I don't think he's either, any more than I am. I used to be. I was a very active Republican, but not anymore. There's nothing that they do, or very little they do, that appeals to me. Do I vote more on that side than I do the other side? Yeah, I do, honestly. I mean, now that I think about it, I can't count on more than one hand the number of Democrats I voted for over the last, let's say, 10, 12 years. But then when I think about the Republicans, where's the third party? 888-302-3684. All right, so voter ID, I happen to support strengthening. I think you ought to be able to prove who you are, and I think Colin Powell says that there isn't a lot of proof that there has been fraud. I think that if you dig around, you can find it. But I think he's right about the Republicans trying to broaden out and them being way too focused on their base rather than broadening things out. So two messages there. More voter ID discussion here with radio host Ray Steele talking to a law professor named David Orlichter about the Supreme Court ruling that has led the Department of Justice to file the suit against Texas over the voter ID law there.
before we got to where we are today with what the Justice Department is doing with the state of Texas. This goes back to the Supreme Court's ruling earlier this year. Remind us again, which section of the Voting Rights Act did the Supreme Court strike down? This, of course, was the preclearance requirement that applied to mostly southern states.
Yeah, that was part of Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. And there was this preclearance requirement where jurisdictions, some were entire states, some were just counties or cities, that had had a history of discrimination were identified back in the 1960s. And since then, they have had to, anytime they change their voting rules, and it can be a small change like the boundaries of precincts, to big changes like the boundaries of congressional districts, they have to get permission from the Justice Department. And that was just a fixed list of states and smaller jurisdictions that hadn't changed over the years. And the Supreme Court said, you know, what was true in the 1960s is not true, necessarily true today. And you can't treat them based on what they did decades ago. So now, so that automatic preclearance has been thrown out. But the Voting Rights Act has also has a Section 3C, which is, you know, that when they drafted the Voting Rights Act, they recognized that there might be other examples of discrimination in voting laws that weren't covered by Section 5, and that this allows the government to go in and say, you know, here's a state or a city or a county that wasn't on Section 5, you know, in the past years, it wasn't on Section 5 list, but has acted badly, and we want them to be subject to preclearance too. And over the years, the courts have invoked that Section 3C in a number of cases. Sometimes it's a state like New Mexico, sometimes it's a county like Los Angeles. And what's different with Section 5, that was, the one that was struck down, it was automatic. Anything they want, any changes they wanted to make. With Section 3C, the government has to come in and prove that they are engaged in intentional discrimination. So they have to, in this case, they have to demonstrate that when Texas passed its new voter ID law, or when Texas adopted its redistricting plan, they did it with the intent to discriminate against minority voters.
All right. You're agreeing. What do you think? 888-302-3684. There is discrimination, yes, but also there is a problem. So which side do you come down on? Maybe we'll have a little discussion of that. Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day Show regarding that. And in a moment, here's one of the other sticky rickets of the week. There is a proposed strike. You may recall from our poll last Friday, fast food workers are planning to go on strike, demanding $15 an hour wage, not increase, but a pay at $15 an hour. What do you believe will be the number one effect of wages going up? Help yourself to figuring that out. 888-888-888-302-3684. Before we jump off of the voter ID bandwagon, Dave is listening in Chesapeake, Virginia. Dave, welcome to Good Day.
Hi. Yeah, I just had a comment. First of all, I definitely support strengthening the laws, making it harder for people to vote, as ignorant as the country is becoming. But, and I was listening to Colin Powell say that there aren't very many examples of this going on. Well, here in Virginia, last election cycle, one of our congressmen or senator's son, on the state level, his son, Jim Moran, was caught teaching people how to vote more than once. And then I remember a woman in Ohio, a poll worker, was caught voting six times. I mean, it is there if you look. So
I agree with you. Yep, I agree. 888, not that I have to agree or that we have to agree. It's not all about agreement. It's about discussion, ferreting your way through the issues, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let's talk to Paula, who wants to be heard on this as well, listening to the Good Day program in Kentucky. Hi, Paula.
Hey.
Hi. So right. Your thinking is what?
Well, we have a young set of people nowadays that vote in American Idol and spend 3 hours on the phone voting over and over and over again. I think that's the reason why we need a voter ID. It's because we'll have people voting over and over again if we do not tell them that they can only vote once.
I think we ought to. That's it. We let the producers of American Idol handle our voting mechanism. There's an idea whose time has come. Paula, thanks. That's an interesting way of looking at it, though, isn't it? Huh?
Yep. Yeah,
voting early and often. I've told the story many times on the air about my father, who was paid by the ward bosses along with his friends to go. They get $10 to go to 10 different wards and vote for whoever was on the list, and they did it. And this was in the 1930s. So here we are, the Good Day program, focused on how to make America better. 13 before the hour. Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Back-to-school season means more than just new classes and homework. It's also the perfect time to give your house a top-to-bottom cleaning. Arm & Hammer has some quick and affordable tips to freshen up every room in your home. Did you know you can clean your countertops with Arm & Hammer baking soda instead of harsh cleansers for a clean and safe surface? Parents can also scrub lunch boxes with a sponge of baking soda before filling them up with lunchtime essentials. Get your pool towels and summer linens fresh right from the wash by adding half a cup of baking soda to the rinse cycle. In the bathroom, get the dirt and grime off tiles or floors quickly and easily by mixing a cup of baking soda in a bucket of warm water, then mopping and rinsing clean for added sparkle. For more information and year-round cleaning tips, visit armandhammer.com and watch the tips come to life at youtube.com/armandhammer. That's armandhammer.com and youtube.com/armandhammer.
8, 9, 10.
Can't get a good night's sleep? Now at Sam's Club through September 2nd, get $100 off Serta Queen and King mattresses. We can even deliver. Hurry in. Our biggest mattress savings of the year ends Labor Day. Don't miss $100 off Serta mattresses now through Labor Day. In the club or online at samsclub.com. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club. While supplies last, see club for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. When people are about 8, 9, 10 years old, one of the things that they sometimes go through is moving. Moving from city to city or moving from state to state. Well, this is a story of an 8-year-old that actually moved from the United States to a completely foreign country because her parents got new jobs. And, of course, she was really scared. What am I going to do for friends? How am I going to adopt to my new school? Well, she was there for about 2 to 3 months, and then I know this person and spoke to her on the phone. And she said to me the following: this is a great change. I made new friends. I'm going to a new school. I'm learning new things. And she came back and told me change is good. I want to share that with you today because each and every one of us sometimes leaves a comfort zone and we're afraid of that comfort zone, but we always have to focus on the positives that are at our new location. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Doug's Good Day program. I was talking about the fast food workers and their proposed strike. Let's get into that a little bit more in a few moments here on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Turn about 53 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday the 26th of August. Ken Kessler and I are reviewing some of the items of interest from the weekend. Not all of them, of course. How can we get to all of them? We only have an hour at a time. Here's some shop talk. Texas Governor Rick Perry's radio crusade to poach business from other states. Currently being heard in California, Illinois, and New York. Matter of fact, I saw Lewis Black, the comedian. You know him, Kenny? Mm-hmm. Very funny. Very vulgar, but he's very funny. He's organized a four-letter word response from New Yorkers. He was on the Daily Show, I think, last week for that, and you can imagine what that four-letter word is.
Meanwhile,
Governor Perry has gone into Missouri, into the St. Louis market, and that prompted some quick reaction from the general manager of a radio station there, KTRS, which is a talk station. The general manager said, it's come to our attention that a commercial running here, voiced by Texas Governor Perry, is asking Missouri businesses to move to Texas. When the order was placed, the radio station was under the assumption these commercials were going to promote tourism to Texas. Once we realized the commercials were instead focused on stealing locally owned companies away from St. Louis, we suspended airing the commercials. We understand people have different viewpoints on public policy, and we welcome the debate on our airways. But as one of the few remaining locally owned radio stations, we feel the need to stand strong with other small locally owned businesses and defend our region. Governor Perry, don't mess with Missouri. And don't mess with St. Louis. Now, here's what I would have done in the same circumstance, because I make up my mind what I want to air for commercials or not. I think everybody has a right to spend their money. Spend your money here, I'll take your money, and then after the spot's over, I'll tell you what I think. I think that would be more to the point of the debate than just saying we can't air these spots. I'd rather have the spots air and then tell everybody why going to Texas sucks. I think that's the approach. Stay in Missouri, don't go to Texas. And that, I think that would be entertaining, don't you think?
Oh,
why
yeah.
Going to Texas would suck. If I were on the air there, why would you want to go to Texas? What, are you crazy? Heavenly days. All right, so on to the fast food workers and their planned strike for this week. So we asked the question, what do you believe will be the number one effect if wages go up? Let's see here. 37% of you said prices for fast food would go up drastically.
26% of you said lower skill workers lose their jobs to higher skill workers. I think that's really the what would happen. 20% said nothing would change. Dream on. 14% of you said some fast food chains were shut down. Yep, that might be. 3% of you said the quality of service would improve. I think that would be also something that would come out of this. That's my own way of looking at it. Let's listen to host Jason Rantz talking about the fast food worker strike that's coming up later this week.
A coalition of labor, religious, and other groups are calling for a nationwide strike of fast food employees on August 29th, so says CBS News. The campaign, building on a flurry of one-day work stoppages this year at franchises around the United States, highlights the efforts by unions to enlist workers in the cause and heighten the impact of the strikes. Labor supporters say that fast food workers are poorly paid and that their low wages subsidize the profits of multinational corporations. And, of course, corporations are evil. But many fast food restaurant owners and other critics of the strike say that the profit margins at franchises are so thin that higher wages would put the companies out of business, obviously costing workers their jobs. Now, here in Seattle, there has been an effort to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. When you start putting up their arguments against just some basic facts, economic facts, facts about the workforce, when you fact check what they're putting out there, they don't have much of a leg to stand on beyond just wanting more money. And who doesn't want more money? I would love to be paid double, triple, quadruple what I'm getting paid. Producer Matt, you would love to get a bigger paycheck. He's in there nodding his head like, just double my paycheck, double my paycheck. Everyone wants a bigger paycheck. And so I don't fault anyone for wanting a bigger paycheck. The minimum wage workers in this state and across the country, they want more money. When businesses want to increase their profit margin, they're called greedy and evil. Just remember that. We're told that they're greedy. They're being greedy for wanting more money. When workers want more money to do the exact same job that doesn't bring in any more revenue, it's called fair.
All right. Good for you, sir. I think it's something to there'll be some more interesting conversation about that later on. Meanwhile, Vin Scully, the voice of the Dodgers, signs up for another year for next year. God love the
guy. All right.
Good for him. I'm Doug, and he's...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.